Penguin Random House Audio presents L.A. Dead by Stuart Woods. Read for you by Tony Roberts. 1. Elaine's late. Stone Barrington and Dino Bachetti sat at table number 4, looking grim. Elaine joined them.
So, what's happening here? You two look like you're going to start shooting any minute.
I'm getting married, Stone said. Congratulate me.
Congratulations, Elaine said. Anybody you know?
Hilarious, Stone said.
It would be if it weren't so insane, Dino added.
You and Dolce are really going to do this? Elaine asked, incredulous.
Now don't you start, Stone growled.
He won't listen to me, Dino said. I've been telling him for a year to stay away from her.
What have you got against your sister-in-law? Elaine asked him.
First of all, she's my sister-in-law, Dino replied. Second, she's evil. Her old man is the devil, and Dolce is his handmaiden.
Don't start that again, Dino, Stone said. I don't want to hear it anymore. We're in love, we're getting married, and that's it. What's wrong with that? Elaine shrugged.
You're still in love with Arrington, she said. Everybody knows that.
What do you mean, everybody? Stone demanded.
Me and Dino, Elaine replied.
Right,
Dino chimed in.
She's married. She has a child, Stone said.
So? Elaine queried.
So she's married to a movie star. Nobody ever took a girl away from a movie star. Happens all the time.
I'm not breaking up anybody's marriage, Stone said, and Arrington knows it. I've told her so. Anyway, there's the boy.
Wouldn't be the first kid raised by a stepfather, Elaine said.
I think it's Stone's kid anyway, Dino said.
Dino, I told you the blood test was done. I saw the lab report. The boy is Vance Calder's, and that's all there is to it. I'm not taking a kid away from his father. Besides, I like Vance.
What's not to like? Elaine asked.
He's handsome. He's the biggest star in Hollywood. He's the most charming man I ever met. She sipped her drink. Present company included, she added. Thanks, Stone said. I needed that.
So, when's the happy day? Elaine asked. You going to be a June bride?
Monday, Stone replied. In Venice.
This is Thursday, Elaine pointed out. What the hell are you doing here?
We're leaving tonight, Stone said.
I got news for you. It's after midnight. All the flights have departed.
We're taking a private jet. Belongs to some friend of Eduardo.
Not bad, Elaine said, looking impressed. That way you get to your hotel late enough tomorrow so you don't have to wait for the people in your room to check out.
Eduardo has a palazzo, Dino said. We're being forced to stay there.
You're going too? Elaine asked, incredulous again.
He's my best man, Stone said glumly.
If I don't go, my wife will divorce me, Dino said.
She's Italian, Elaine pointed out. She won't divorce you.
The Bianchi family has found a way around that, Dino said. Remember how Dolce got divorced?
I didn't know she was married, Elaine said.
A youthful indiscretion. She married a capo in the Bonanno family when she was 19. It lasted less than 3 weeks until she caught him in her bed with her maid of honor.
So she got a divorce?
Not for some years. When it was inconvenient for her to still be married, the guy turned up in New York dead. Took 2 in the back of the head, a classic hit.
Let me get this straight, Elaine said, turning toward Stone. The girl you're marrying on Monday in Venice had her ex popped?
Of course not, Stone said hotly. That's Dino's theory. In the guy's line of work, it was an occupation.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?